Welcome to Proverbs for the Day, May 28th, Proverbs 28 and verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. In this particular truth, we have a statement that makes it a universal truth and an invitation, you might say. And that is here in verse 7 where he said, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Now, there are some truths that perhaps do not have the word whosoever or whoso in them. This one happens to have it. And so we notice here that he said, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. In your Bible, of course, we know that there are different uses of this term, the law. It is sometimes referring to Moses' law given in Mount Sinai, and sometimes it's referring to the Bible as a whole, all Scripture from God. Sometimes it refers to the laws of the land. And I'd like to just say that for our devotional purpose, let's just look at it all that way in the sense of it. Now, the way you differentiate between the laws of the land and Scripture is that you have to beware of elevating any constitution to the level of the Scriptures. It wouldn't matter what place you live in around this world, this big old world we live in. Whatever is meant to govern a given people, commonly called a constitution, should never be elevated to the level of Scriptures. And what I'm saying is this, is that we don't have inalienable rights as such, because God himself took away much liberty from the children of Israel when they rejected him, and he put them under rule and told them in many, many cases to obey and to follow it, and he was putting them into what is called captivity in the Bible to teach them something. So let's never, ever think that when we, if you're, say, for example, stationed as a Christian soldier in the United States of America. Well, let's just say that if you get in the habit of thinking that the Constitution of the United States is written with the same power of Scripture, I think you'll mess up. I really believe with all my heart there's a lot of Christians today that have started treating it as if it's the appeal for what is right, if it's the appeal for what our rights are. It's one thing to appeal to a law. Occasionally, as the Apostle Paul would appeal to the fact that he was a Roman citizen. But at the same time, he also submitted to many things, and the Lord even told Simon Peter he would have to submit to some things that in the eyes of God were wrong. And so we have to understand that as we take a little devotional thought for our day called keeping the law. In the New Testament, there's a passage that would have some influence for us on this passage. It's found in 1 Peter, the first epistle to Simon Peter, chapter 4. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting at verse 14, there is a little bit there to help us with this devotional thought. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. So what other people think of him, any other, and I say that with an indiscriminate way, it could, whatever group, whatever type of person that would speak evil of him, he's still glorified on your part. You see, what's happened today, brother and sister, is that some of these fundamentalists have convinced believers that if the world speaks well of you, that's good. And if the world speaks ill of you, that's bad. And God says pretty much the opposite. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So he says, but let none of you suffer as a evil, as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busy or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Number one, for our devotional thought here, stay on the right side of the law. Stay on the right side of the law. Even if it's a wrong law. Even if it's an inconvenient law. Okay? And so, even if it's a wrong law, stay on the right side of the law. Now, when it comes to having to decide whether to obey the laws of the land, just do right by that. You know, I know this is not welcomed by a lot of people, but forget all this fighting about the Constitution. If mentioning the Constitution will help you be able to exercise a right for the freedom of the gospel, great. But you see, many times it's going to be such that keeping the law is just inconvenient. It's just something that we do. And he said, whoso keepeth the law, that law it can definitely be the law of God. It can be all of Scripture. It can be Moses' commandments. It can be, but it can be the laws of the land also. Stay on the right side of the law. Now, suffer patiently if the law is against you or is wrong. Suffer patiently if the law is against you or is wrong. There are and there will be anti-gospel laws. So what do? Preach and pay for it. Preach and pay for it. That doesn't encourage me any more than it does you, but that's what the book teaches. Now, please, write it down somewhere. Inconvenient does not equal, okay? Inconvenient is not equal to unrighteous laws. An inconvenient law, like stopping when the light is red, like no right turn on red in certain conditions, you know, like yellow. If you're like any of the rest of us, sometimes you kind of push it till the light is orange. You say, well, there is no orange light. Well, it's different shades of red and yellow mixed, if you know what I mean. Suffer patiently if the law is against you. That is, if the law is wrong. But see, paperwork, getting things inspected, complying with information is not suffering. It's just inconvenient. And inconvenient it is sometimes. I do understand, trust me. I understood it quite recently myself. But suffer patiently if the law is against you. Now, honestly, and you know this, most laws are not against you. They're just an inconvenience. And if you're not careful, we get a bad attitude about rules and laws, and then we wonder why young people take it to its logical conclusion and just rebel against everything. It's because they look at the older people and say, well, if rules are bad and laws are bad and anything that inconveniences me is bad, I just won't do it. And that thing doesn't have a good outcome. So stay on the right side of the law and then suffer patiently if the law is against you. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. And thirdly, shun evil companions. Shun evil companions. You know, it's important for us to understand, young and old, that we have to watch who our companions are. There are many things that can help us. For example, here's the words to a hymn. It says, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Second verse says this. Shun evil companions. Bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest. Kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. To him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we will conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. If I was you, I'd memorize a whole bunch of hymns. I'd sing them enough till they were memorized. I'd listen to them enough. If I was you, I'd teach them to my young people. Shun evil companions, bad language disdain. Shun association with them. Shun consumption with them. And teenager, listen to me. Listen. be wise now. It says that the gray head, the hoary head, is a crown of righteousness, is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Grow old wise. Don't grow old ahead of your time because of having to learn everything by hitting your head on something. The fellow who learns some of the elements of safety is far better off than some who have learned it by losing part of their body or their faculties. Shun evil companions. He that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. What's riotous? Licentious, by definition. It's licentious, living luxuriously and unlawfully. Any mixture of those things is riotous, and that's what the prodigal son was known for, was he wasted his substance with riotous living. Shun evil companions. We live in a day when it is, as long as a lot of people are doing it, and, quote, nobody gets hurt, that it's okay to live licentious and luxurious. But our Bible calls it riotous. Riotous. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Now, may I say this? There's a lot in this book, the Scriptures, the Bible, your King James Bible, that restricts our life, that puts boundaries upon our life. There is a lot in this book that helps us to stay on the right side of the law, to suffer patiently, even if a human law is against us. And we are instructed to shun evil companions, because he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. It's put in an earthly context to help us understand the heavenly. There is a world watching that you can't see with the human eye. It's the world at large. It's the larger world. It's the spirit world. It's the one that's going to live on forever. And may God help us today to be the kind of son that is a glory to our Heavenly Father. God bless you.